Hello.
Oh, hi, is this Delin?
This is Delin.
Oh, hi, Delin. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. I just spoke with Ryan. He gave me your number, and he said that you would be the person that's handling the online listings for Woody's Tree Service. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Woody's Tree Service on that first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. And certainly you've used Google in your life, but have you done a search recently for tree services in your area by any chance?
I did yesterday.
You did yesterday. Okay, perfect. So you know when you did that search, there was the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page. And then next to that map, there was that list of some of the local companies, you know, that service within that area. So you may have seen like King Tree Service or High Canopy. Do those sound familiar?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yep.
So, and they're the locals there too. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of the local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for that category. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that other position there. And the rule that Google has, so we can work with one business per position. So once that open position is filled there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from that territory who offer those same services. So just like those guys, you'll always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be right there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, beautiful. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business as Woody's Tree Service?
Well, Woody's Tree Service has been in business for probably 40 years. We bought it, I wouldn't necessarily say that we actually bought the business itself. We bought some of the equipment, and we got to keep the name or use the name about probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, okay, so you acquired the name, and then...
Well, yes and no. The name was never really anything more than the individual who owned the company just saying, hey, it's called Woody's Tree Service. There was never an LLC, an S-Corp, nothing. It was just known because it was on the trucks and it was on advertising. It was just known as Woody's Tree Service.
Oh, I see. And that gentleman is no longer involved with the company?
Correct.
Okay, I understand. Okay, and now you said that you had just... So you've been in business, you've been operating for a few months now, and you said that you had done a search yesterday for tree services in your area. Can I ask why now? What prompted you to go online and do that search now?
Because I was talking to somebody from Angie Leaves, and I wanted to see where Angie's Leaves popped up whenever you do a search for tree service.
I see. Okay. Are you using Angie's Leads now?
We just started probably yesterday.
Oh, really? Okay. Have they sent you any of the leads yet, or is it too soon to tell?
Not yet. I think it's actually live or active tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Very nice. Yeah, we work with a lot of their clients too. Yeah, if you like the idea of something like Angie's, you'd love Google only because well, with Google, the calls would be coming directly to you, you know, rather than through a third party. And then this way, you wouldn't be paying per lead. And I'm sure you see value in that too?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, for this position that they have available there today on that first page, for Google, it's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online for Woody's Tree Service. And that's something that they look for. You meet the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching in your service area?
What is our service area? What are you defining our service area as?
Oh, yes. So I meant to ask. I know that the 37366 is home base for you, but
actually, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
That is our mailing address.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you picked that up off of Angie's lead, because that's one thing that I've got to fix. I don't know how they got our home address on there, but I've got to fix that. Our base is 37398, which is Winchester.
37398. Okay, let me take a look here. Oh, it's within, it's about 20 miles, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. And so how far in the other direction are you typically traveling for the work?
Well, I don't know. Probably from Winchester, I think we had considered, you know, maybe a 20 to 25 mile radius.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay. Yeah. That's still within a reasonable traveling distance. Okay.
But I don't know that we necessarily want to be covering those areas for every single call that comes in. Because, you know, we're not operating out of a pickup truck and a chainsaw. You know, we have big equipment. We have big bucket trucks that go 75 and 100 feet. So, you know, if somebody's calling and they're just, they think it's going to cost $200 or $300 to trim a few limbs, we're not interested in traveling 15 or 20 miles. We're not going to do that.
Okay, yeah. And the great thing about Google is you'll have the freedom to kind of pick and choose which job. So it's not like Angie's where you're paying per lead, right, where you feel like you have to get the most out of each lead. So with this, you just have a little bit more freedom to pick and choose. And so the hard part, when I spoke with Ryan, he said that you would be the person that would make all of these final marketing decisions or marketing purchases on behalf of the company. That's your role there?
Yes.
Okay. And you see value in this too, being listed there on Google?
Well, I don't know yet. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors to this stuff, and it's not my first time to, you know, that worked at somewhere else, and, you know, you pay per click, you pay this. It's all, to me, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's no way to know the value until you actually start doing it and you figure out, okay, this is worth it or it's not worth it. That's really the only way to know.
Okay. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you do decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Right. It would be the spot for Winchester, 37398.
Exactly, right. And then while we were talking, when you told me it was Winchester, I was messaging John. He's my regional manager for the area to make sure that listing is open. And then he's also going to pull up the details about the distance, how far it will reach, as well as the pricing. And then being that they have that area open for programming today, Dalen, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there too.
Now, say that again.
So being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea to list yourself there too.
Maybe not. I don't know. Once again, it depends on if we're getting the results that are worth it. I mean, I know we're going to get results, but we need, you know, results that are worth it, not just, you know, a lot of calls doesn't necessarily mean it's worth it. You know what I mean?
Like, right,
it's sort of
yeah.
Like,
if you're...
It's like owning a store, and let's say you're on Main Street, everybody's coming in there, but nobody's buying anything.
Nobody's buying anything. Okay.
It doesn't matter that you're on Main Street.
I get that. Okay. So yeah, let me pull up the pricing as well as the search volume. And then that way, if you do decide you want that spot that they have available there today, we can go from there. And I've just got John to apply that rate for me as well as the distance.
And this is something that's going to be, if we do, see, we don't have a website for the tree service either. And I don't know, I've seen a lot of younger generation, younger than me, that really are more in tune with, I guess, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that kind of thing. And they don't necessarily have a website anymore. So, you know, if we did this, are we going to have to build a website?
Hey, is this Dalen or Dalen?